Many monumental buildings survive, and along with them, numerous inscriptions, which are evidence of a rich, sophisticated, and in some measure literate society. Yemen, at this point, is no backwater. It dominates the entrance to the Red Sea, and with it, the great trade route that linked Egypt and the rest of the Roman Empire to India. Writing in 79 AD, the Roman author Pliny the Elder explained why the Yemenis were so rich.
The chief productions of Arabia are frankincense and myrrh. They are the richest nations in the world, seeing that such vast wealth flows in upon them from both the Roman and the Parthian empires, for they sell the produce of the sea or of their forests, while they purchase nothing whatever in return.
The incense road was, in its way, as important for the exchange of goods and ideas as the Silk Road. Frankincense was used by the Romans in absolutely vast quantities and was the principal form of incense in the ancient world. The altar of every god in the Roman Empire, from Syria to Cirencester, burnt with Yemeni incense. Myrrh had various uses, as an antiseptic for dressing wounds, for embalming, it was essential for Egyptian mummification, and in perfume. Although it's not a strong fragrance, it has the longest life of any scent known. Indeed, it was myrrh that lay behind all the perfumes of Arabia, which could not sweeten Lady Macbeth's blood-stained hand, although they certainly would have washed and sweetened Wahab Talab's.